97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and when a woman is talented, it's one thing. When she's gorgeous, it adds just more to it. And when she's an award winner, like 2-time Emmy Award winner, it is amazing. Gina Tognoni is on the phone. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
I'll tell you what, this is awesome. I'm gonna be quite frank about this. I'm a soon to be 32-year-old guy.
Awesome.
I have never seen, other than General Hospital when my mom was, when I was being grown up, I've never watched, soap operas. So you're gonna have to explain kinda the whole deal. Now, you're one of the few people that go from one soap opera to another and then back again. Is that true?
It's like whoever will take me. I'm kidding. It's kind of like
a DJ here in Central New York.
Exactly right. You'll go anywhere. You'll go anywhere. No, the truth is that I did start on One Life to Live a million years ago, and then I moved to LA and did another soap back in New York, Guiding Light, for 5 years. And you know, I really love daytime, and I believe in it. It is so entertaining. I really believe that people love watching the daytime quote-unquote formula, which is, you know, we tell a story each day, Monday through Friday, and it's just one story is more compelling than the next. And even if it's you're getting impregnated by your arch enemy's baby, you can still relate to these characters, you know? And I tell you, it's almost like, you know, following a novel.
And but you know what? The cool thing is, it's an escape from reality, which is what, which is what entertainment's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to forget about your troubles.
Exactly.
Whether it be for that half hour or that hour or however long it is. The fact that you can escape reality and, who cares if it's a little out there, that's okay because it helps you forget about everything.
That's right. And that's what I like about it. I mean, there's a huge challenge. I'm really not kidding about that storyline. I really did get impregnated by my arch enemy's baby.
And he's the luckiest fella ever.
Yeah, I forced them to impregnate me with a needle at the clinic with my arch enemy's some sort of like sperm. I don't know. It was really a fun storyline, but it was bizarre. But you had those moments where you know the baby didn't make it, or this feeling, this push and pull of wanting to have the love that you've never had before,
right,
and you can't have it. And you know, those are the things. Those are the threads that people can relate to. And so I like that challenge. That's, as an actress, that's a lot of fun, trying to find the truth in the ridiculous.
Again, it's Gina Tognoni. She returns to One Life to Live. When's your big return?
February 12th is
awesome.
My first air date, and we are so thrilled. I really hope people write in, log on to abc.com, tell me your thoughts, tell me what you think. I'm so thrilled to be back, and I think people are really going to love to see what comes from One Life to Live in 2010.
Oh, absolutely. Again, for people who don't remember, you played Kelly, right? That's the name?
Kelly Kramer.
Okay, that's right. Okay. So, here's the thing. People are like, it's a soap opera, whatever. You are a working actress and have been for a long, long time, and there are a lot of people that, that would kill to have that kind of resume.
Right. I am so blessed. I am blessed to be able to do what I love on a daily basis and entertain people and touch them. I read every letter that comes across, my dressing room, whatever you want to call it. I mean, if I can, I really like to respond to everybody, and I feel like it's something that I was meant to do. Act is something that I really love, and I'm just thankful that ABC is my new home.
Okay, now here's a question. With soap operas being generally more female-driven...
Right.
What do you get, more female fan mail or do you get more male fan mail?
No, I really kind of get more female fan mail.
Okay.
I do occasionally get the interesting ones from the husbands that have sort of been recruited by the wives and will write in and say, I really enjoy the show. My wife and I really enjoy watching you. Tell us what it's like. But I would have to say I do. I hear more from women.
Do you get a lot of jail mail, too?
Yeah, we do. A request for pictures. We send pictures.
Really, you do?
Yes, we do.
Hold on, Gina.
If they ask for it, it must mean that it's allowed. So we send pictures. And
all right, hold on, Gina.
Absolutely.
Gina, hold on. Again, we're talking to Gina Tognoni, returning to One Life to Live on Friday. Is there a different picture you send to everyone else, and then you have a special jail mail picture? that you, maybe you're a little bit more covered.
Only just the face, nothing three quarter. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's a valid question, though.
It's a valid question. Maybe I should look into that. It might make sense.
You're great with housewives, dads who stay at home, and then the jail population.
And then the jail community, absolutely. Captive audience, Big Papa.
Absolutely. Captive. So talk to me about your schedule. You're back to work now.
Oh my goodness.
You guys do so much original programming, and you guys are on all the time. Do you ever get, you know, now that you're back on, what's your shooting schedule like? How far in advance are you shooting?
We in about a month, approximately 3 to 4 weeks ahead of what we tape, about 3 weeks to 4 weeks of what you see.
Okay.
So my day starts very early. I live in Jersey. I live in Hoboken. Which I just adore.
I love Hoboken.
But I have to get up early, you know, around 5:30, quarter to 6, get in for a rehearsal around 7:30. We still get to rehearse, which is a novelty, but we do rehearse and then go get hair and makeup and start taping around 9:30. And I tell you, it's like being shot out of a cannon.
Nice.
Things will change quickly. If something's not working, the director will be quick to point it out and say, you know what, let's change it. And always just to serve the story. No matter what the story is, that's the most important thing. And we probably finish up around, 1 o'clock to take lunch. If we've got more scenes to do, we'll keep going. And our average day ends around 7:30 at night.
Wow.
And then what's the kicker is the next day you do it again, but it's all memorization.
Right.
And I think that's the hardest. I wish we had teleprompters, but I don't know if we would be as interesting. So, that's the only tough part.
Again, we're talking to two-time Emmy winner Gina Tognoni. She returns as Kelly Kramer. One Life to Live this Friday on ABC. Are you a married gal? Do you have a boyfriend, kids? What's going on the personal life?
I am married. I am hitched to a wonderful, wonderful man. His name is Joseph Chiarello, and I just adore him. And he is my rock. He is not in the business. He is an insurance company, or he has an insurance company with his family, and he's just the love of my life.
You think it's better to have someone, to be in a relationship with someone outside the business?
Yeah, I do. For me, I'm enough for an entire household. So my husband really sort of is the steady Eddie.
He's comfortable enough in the relationship to let you send pictures to jail, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? He's putting a stamp on him. But he will be checking to see what pictures we're sending. I know.
He is now. Are you on Facebook, Twitter, any of that stuff?
I am. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, so please check in, say hello to me, and I always have stuff on that, you know, announcing what's going on and what's happening with the show.
Absolutely. I'm going to Facebook you right after this, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, it's on. It is the return of Kelly Kramer to One Life to Live. It's two-time Emmy winner Gina Tognoni, and thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Big Papa.
All right, welcome back.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Gina Tognoni, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM.